This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Cynthia was on speakerphone, and I got her off of us. We can hear her clearer. She was saying some really important stuff. So start over and repeat what you were saying, Cynthia.
So what I'm saying is that, you know, it seems like this weird Harry Potter alternate universe is going on that, you know, the good faction knows about the bad faction. They can't bust each other out. They can't tell us what's really going on, but they're behind the scenes trying to do what they can to, you know, secure America's freedom, secure the world's freedom, you know, because the satanic cult has been around for ancient times. You know, it's been around, I mean, even pre-flood, they're saying now, pre-flood. Who knows? This virus has been around for a very, very long time. And what's going on is that you're hearing and feeling the dying throes of an animal that's just like gasping for its last breath. And I bet you this dude was the shooter that shot Scalise. He probably was a pedo. I'm not trying to like put anything out there, but you know, all these guys, they have.
Well, he sure looked like one. He sure looked like a Dennis Hastert clone. Keep going.
About, you know, and it just seems like all these people have the same. I've been in abusive relationships. I've had abusive situations in my life, and all these people have the same trauma, you know. And what they want to push that trauma onto the general public, because they have to tell their Luciferian code is they have to tell us what they're doing to us, and so that's what they're doing. And we have to pay attention to the videos that they push out. We have to pay attention to the publishing companies. We have to pay attention to the newspapers, the people that are funding these people, what they're into.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, it's not that I'm Mr. Goody Two Shoes and perfect myself, but when it comes to these types of like Dennis Hastert, and it looks like this clone of him. Now that you make the point that went and attacked this Bernie Sanders supporter. It really is a spiritual thing. And I know people that want to destroy things and overthrow things and screw things up because that's their nature. And if you let them in, they do it. They can't help it. They get thrilled by doing bad, by being dishonorable. And it seems like there's so much dishonor and so much betrayal. People would rather betray someone than even be successful. It's very sad.
Yeah, they, you know, Michael Tsarin did say, he said, you know, it's the duty of the vacuum cleaner salesman to come and knock at your door and sell you a piece of garbage. Now, whether or not you open up the door and you let the guy in, that's entirely up to you. And what they have to do is they have to morally corrupt us. They have to corrupt us from the very beginning. Because then if we're corrupted from the very beginning, then what won't we do as we turn 10 or as we turn 15 or as we go through these milestones in our life? What won't we do? What boundaries won't we?
And that's it. Exactly. And then they tell us that we're stopping free will. No, they're trying to grab kids and political brainwash and sexually brainwash them early to control their destiny and screw them up so they never develop into be the powerful sentient beings they would have been. This is totally satanic, and their whole religion is about hurting children. And you can call them what you want, but they are literally scum. They're weak, they're twisted, they're ugly, they're hateful. That's why they sow deceit. It's why they sow war. It's why they sow hatred. And they're total enemies of humanity. All of them. All of them. Rachel Maddow, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. All of them are just ravenous, hateful creatures that want to screw up society as much as possible. Then you got the Republican leadership, just as bad or worse. They are the literal scum of the earth, like Dennis Hastert, procuring children for Congress for decades before they made him a congressman. Then they made him the Speaker of the House because he was a big, fat pedophile and part of their pedophile cult. God bless you, Cynthia. Great points. What it comes down to. The globalists love killing children. They love enslaving women. They love death. They love radical Islam because it kills children. It has sex slavery. It legalizes pedophilia. I'm sorry. That's who they are. and they are just ravenous scum that thought they had full control. We're about to have a big political purge of Christians in America, and it got thrown back in their face, so now they're trying to reorganize and poison and destroy as fast as they can. We'll be back with Paul Watson.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Paul Watson has talked about maybe having to leave the U.K. soon to the United States or some other place because they're trying to send the police after him. They're saying arrest him for criticizing Orthodox Islam, murdering people. We've seen more stabbings in England, more car attacks, more attacks today in Paris, France. But now I see Paul in news articles. They're saying maybe it's Paul Watson's fault that guy a few days ago ran his car into somebody who was supposedly a right-winger. Paul was the first person to decry it and previously say, we don't want violence. But the left saying whites are to blame, mainly white people are saying that, and that Christians are to blame, and that we have to have a rampaging war. But when Muslims blow up 20-something little girls at the Ariana Grande concert, well, then it's okay. Because we need to all just come together and submit to Islam. And now the Prime Minister of England has come out and said we must battle Islamophobia, and has gotten all hysterical over this one person that supposedly got run over. The whole thing sounds staged to me, because you've got them saying a man's already sick on the ground with a crowd all around him, and then a truck hits that, and then that's the man that dies. I mean, we know they admittedly put the little dead baby there on the beach for the photos of it, for the photo op, if you remember that. to pull heartstrings. I'm not saying the baby didn't die actually crossing, or that Europe didn't kill the baby. Advertising come to Europe, everything's for free. So their parents, you know, threw the baby into a boat and sent him out to the Mediterranean. But the point is, these folks are famous for staging things. So, Paul, I guess you got no friends because people read the papers. They can't be seen with you. But, you know, in an age of media, mainstream media being so discredited, that's the great badge of honor. I mean, look at Megyn Kelly. The lowest ratings ever recorded for Dateline NBC, 3.5 million. And it gets worse, Paul. It gets worse, Paul. The worst ratings of the day on broadcast TV, people firmly rejecting the most hyped up TV show of 2 weeks. Now, some would say it's a rejection of Pumpkinhead or the Wet Walrus, as I'm known in the piece. No. We had 20 plus million views on our videos that week about it. We had record traffic that we've ever had in the month of June, basically doubling. There were even news articles showing we had double the traffic. So we got record listeners, 20 plus million extra views, totally viral, thousands and thousands of news articles a day about us, and she got nothing except a tape showing she lied to me. Paul Watson.
No, it's incredibly hilarious, Alex, to see the whining and the butthurt in the mainstream media. Today you've got Jim Acosta of CNN. Of course, he's had several spats with Trump. You remember the one where Trump called CNN fake news? That was Jim Acosta. This is an activist posing as a neutral journalist. He's out again on television whining, and I'm going to do an article about it. He basically said, oh, this is the new normal. Trump gets one question from the mainstream media and another from a conservative outlet. How terrible is that? This is the new normal. He's literally having a temper tantrum.
But isn't he the guy that got caught lying saying Trump didn't visit the shot congressman last week?
Yeah, same guy.
I mean, doesn't he get caught like every time lying?
He's an activist posing as an impartial journalist. And every time he goes on TV and whines about it, God forbid Trump should take an equal amount of questions from so-called friendly media outlets as the ones that absolutely hate him and want to destroy him on a daily basis. God forbid he should have some kind of balance. That's the new normal. That's terrible. He gets up and whines about it on CNN. And yeah, that was the same guy who lied and said that Trump didn't visit Scalise, failed to retract it, blamed it on some other reporter when he originally claimed it was from a White House source. Complete liar, complete phony fake news, up on TV again whining about Trump. He's an activist. He's not a journalist.
I want to take a few calls and let you take over. You're also going to be hosting Fourth Hour tomorrow. Paul, who's a bigger liar? Who's the biggest in European, U.S., or Australian, in Western media? Who is the biggest liar of them all? Brian Williams, Connie Chung, Megyn Kelly, or is it Katie Couric that famously edited gun owners to make them sound like morons?
They lie on an industrial scale. I mean, our lies, we don't even lie. I mean, we could get something wrong. I mean, I write like 900 articles a year. Yeah, occasionally I'm going to get something wrong.
And they celebrate the two or three you got wrong. They have whole articles about, here's how Paul's full of crap.
Going back to 2004 or whatever. So the definition of fake news is deliberately lying, knowing that you're lying. That's the very definition of the mainstream media. You know, quoting curveball, drunken, known disinfo outlets for the Iraqi WMD propaganda. Difference is their lies, their mistakes are mechanized and industrial. They start wars that lead to deaths of millions of people. So for those kind of individuals to lecture us about fake news is pretty rich, isn't it? And by the way, Alex, before you get to those callers, new study, you probably covered this earlier, but remember they bashed Trump over and over again. Oh, he cited an InfoWars story saying that 3 million illegals may have voted. How debunked, how discredited.
That's all being proven now.
Yeah, we underestimated it. 5.7 million of them voted in 2008. So who knows what it was in 2016. Hillary won the popular vote by about 2.8 million. So you take that away. Trump was...
Wow, that just broke. We got to get this on Drudge. I mean, we were going on for Pew Research, Fox Business, Associated Press, George Washington, Mason University. I mean, I'm going from memory here. There were like 50 studies saying between 2 and 4 million were confirmed to have voted who were dead off the rolls. Then there was something like 3.2 million illegals that were on the rolls. You added it all together, it was like 9 million or something. We went with some conservative number of 3 million, and they said we were liars. And as you said, it's now come out, it's much bigger.
Yeah, and the data was already out there. It's just these biased organizations took it and then came out with a bizarre assertion that no illegals whatsoever voted in the election. You had independent experts look at it and found that, no, it's anything up to 5.7 million. Of course, you've got Vice President Pence doing an investigation of that right now. So we're going to find out the exact number. But according to this, it looks like we underestimated it.
And let me find out what's... Let me break down for folks what's unfolding and take a few of these calls. But this is something I've been meaning to say. I want to explain how this fake news stuff works. They know they can't say Pew Research and the Washington Times and all these other groups are totally fake, okay? People know they've got pretty good track records. So they demonize InfoWars. They demonize Trump. They demonize Breitbart and say we're fake. Knowing we're reporting on all the research papers, they then say that we totally made it up. So we've been chosen to be labeled as fake so that then when we report on everything as news agencies, they can then report thousands of things are fake that aren't without getting sued by major newspapers that we're actually quoting or Pew Research or Gallup or whatever. Now let me expand. The problem is they labeled us as fake. That made their audience come to us to see if we were. They liked what they heard. They kept listening. Here's an example. May 3rd, Comey goes out, and he tells Congress, no one in the administration tried to influence me or told me to obstruct justice. We run it. They say it's fake. Then he comes out, June 8th, says it again. I can play the senator, Senator Burr. He says, no, they didn't try to obstruct justice. Trump never did that. They then again said we were fake in the New York Times the next day without even showing the video. So that's all they've done is use us as the label to say reality's fake, Paul. That is quite an honor.
No, I mean, there are numerous examples. There was a Podesta email back in October last year. The headline was WikiLeaks email Hillary campaign struggles to reach effing dumb young people. And this was an exchange between a marketing executive and John Podesta. We reported that with the quotes direct from the released email, the leaked email. Then Snopes does an article and says, oh, the marketing executive, this Clintonite, didn't really mean that, even though that's his direct quote in the email. This is what he actually meant. And they made up an entirely new quote, literally fake news, pulled it out of thin air, and then said, no, he actually meant this. He wasn't talking about effing dumb young people. He meant something else. We're going to create a quote out of nothing. And then call you fake news for using the original quote.
And that's the key. How do we reach out to the young people, the trendies, who've been conned, who've been manipulated, who think they're on the winning team and are upset now because they have nothing, nothing cultural, nothing financial, as they see what they believe is their stake, the Democratic combine of doddering, senile Nancy Pelosi and everybody stumbling around in circles. They see their zombie ship going under. They're mad at us that we're getting off the ship. We don't even want to fight with them. How do you tell somebody they've been conned? Because remember that talk show host, we won't say his name, 15 years ago, that flipped out because I told him the Nigeria email was fake and he wasn't really getting $1 million. He got ripped off for tens of thousands of dollars. I've had family. You've had people the same way. They won't listen when they're being conned. When they get ripped off, they're still mad at us for life. So it's the same thing with trendies. How do we let them know we really care about them?
I think the main thing, Alex, is to tackle this idea that communism and socialism is the solution, which we have to discredit every single generation because they've created this fake brand of populism through Bernie Sanders and Jeremy Corbyn here in the UK, who looks like he could win the next election. Literally a Venezuela fanboy, Hamas, Hezbollah, IRA, terrorist sympathizer. So you have to discredit this fake left-wing brand of populism that really does just concentrate wealth in the hands of the elite. It's not even about redistribution of wealth. But now we have literally the guy who's probably going to be the next prime minister calling for private property to be seized so homeless people can be housed. Of course, it's all going to be seized for the state if it actually happens anyway.
And the EU's been doing that.
You have to discredit that.
And the EU's been doing that for years now, giving people's houses to the migrants. This is a plan.
Yeah, they're trying to get, well, you've seen the videos out of Italy. They go into an old guy's hotel, little bed and breakfast. He's literally crying. He later collapses. And they just boss in all these African migrants and they take over his hotel by force. Absolutely incredible situation. In Germany today, you've got more people, their homes are being raided because they said mean things about migrants on the internet. You've got van drivers in Calais being killed. They put logs on the motorways. They drive into them, they're killed. The BBC describes it as a temporary barrier. There's actually huge tree trunks that they put in the road. So we're living in an age of complete deception.
We've got road warrior level collapse going on in Europe, major highways shut down. And when they're killing people in road warrior attacks, dragging families out of vehicles, raping women, they call it temporary barrier, as the Islamic militant police officer citizen chief helped the local citizens. Or when Palestinians stab an Israeli policewoman to death and then the troops shoot them, the headline is, Israelis killed three Palestinians.
Exactly. But it's World Refugee Day, Alex. I mean, we're not going to talk about the hundreds of thousands of Christians who have been displaced and beheaded and forced to pay the jizya tax. No, we're going to talk about these economic migrants who are coming in, again, coming into Italy. 2.65% of them are actually refugees. The vast majority of them, they're not even coming from Libya. They're economic migrants. They're causing huge problems. Now we've got people in Calais being killed. We've got a story out of RT. Infidels should have throats cut. Italy arrests Iraqi refugee over ISIS support. We've got more rapes happening in...
You're in Europe a lot. I've been over to Europe. It is literally in Rome, Islamicists everywhere crapping on the side of the street. And France is imploding. Their tourism's down 80%. What in the world is happening?
France has basically given up. I mean, they had another incident yesterday. They tried to blow up a police officer with a bomb in a car at the Champs-Élysées. France has given up. France is done. They made their decision, Alex. They voted for more of this. What was it? 5% of...
And by the way, to be clear, you lived in London and France part of the time. You've now evacuated France.
Oh, yeah. Well, my family's totally out of France, and we're not going back for good. I mean, there are still, in London, probably there are still decent areas where you can live. But again, it's all segregation.
And let's be clear. Your family worked in the steel industry. They took that. They shipped it offshore. Your parents sold everything they had, went and ran a big bed and breakfast in France. But it's so hellish with the Islamists running around murdering everybody that you guys have now evacuated to another country.
Exactly, but it was out in the countryside, but even going back, I could see in the supermarket, and this is in quite a remote area, you could see the increase in hijabs. Again, they're becoming more radicalized, more repressive, not less, as they supposedly integrate into Western society, which is not happening. But no, Tommy Robinson needs to be arrested. I need to be arrested because one drunken idiot tried to kill some Muslims. Let's not talk about the mechanized industrial bloodshed that's carried out in the name of Islam. Alex, Donald Trump is being criticized for not condemning this attack yesterday in London on these Muslims. If he had to condemn every terrorist attack that happened, he would have had to condemn 145 terror attacks since Ramadan started just 25 days ago. He'd be doing little else than condemning terror attacks. Point is, they're all Islamic. Almost every single one of them. So how dare you criticize Trump for not condemning terror attacks if he actually did that?
But this shows us where it's going. When somebody effectively, which I hope doesn't happen, goes and mows down a bunch of authoritarian liberals, it's going to be all of our faults. When somebody mows down a bunch of jihadi Muslims, it's going to be all of our faults. We can see how they're getting the clash of civilizations ready. Let's take a few calls, and I got to get out of here because I'm stealing Paul's time, and it's hard to twist his arm to get him on air. He's a busy, busy guy. James in Texas. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Paul and crew. Y'all are all doing a great job. I've been listening since 2005. All your products are awesome, and your contests are great. I just want to let you know I called in and got live on C-SPAN this morning during Anthony Carnival's segment, and I was able to get the tagline out, CNN is ISISinfoWars.com, and so we're breaking through the lying mainstream media. Unfortunately, when I go back to look at the clip online, they have censored it. So you can hear me be introduced in the first part of my comment, and then the audio just cuts out completely. So they're clearly censored.
That's why folks have to record it live, because we don't blow up bridges and blow up families and rape kids like ISIS does and put that out. We call into shows. We get on air. You then tape the info attack, and then you put it out yourself. That's how you get around them. They don't want to reward you doing that, so their idea is in live time, start taking it out so there's no record of it, so you just circumnavigate them.
Absolutely. Y'all are doing a great job.
No, you are, brother. Anything else?
That's it. I don't want to take up y'all's time.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got to go out when they're live. We've got to look where C-SPAN is going to be at universities, where C-SPAN is going to go videotape somebody having a speech on their record, or where they're going to have book people and go when they're doing public signings of books. Just hit them in the media. When they've got a congressman coming to speak at a town hall, go there. Get on the news. Be aggressive. Victory is amazing. I want to salute you. Let's go to Brandon in Seattle. You're on the air with Paul Joseph Watson.
How's it going, guys?
Good, my friend.
So I want to talk about this immigration thing. I think we've lost this this consciousness of this immigration thing. If we go back to 2007, Operation Fast and Furious, we're now seeing the regurgitating effects of what happened, us giving guns to the cartels, drugs coming in, Megyn Kelly talking about how these aren't drugs floating across the water. I mean, we can watch this stuff on National Geographic. It's in full effect. I mean, Chicago's a nightmare. All of these things are happening, and now you want to bring more Muslims in. And currently, I live in Seattle. As to date today, 11,000 people just in Seattle are homeless. Tacoma, just south of Seattle, has declared a national state of emergency because they have so many homeless people. We physically cannot take care of our own.
You ought to see Austin, Texas. I mean, there are just, you can't even hardly go downtown now. It's like Day of the Dead or something.
So then to come full circle, you have all these heroin addicts that I see constantly. I drive for a living. I see people shooting up in the streets all day long. These drugs come from these cartels. This influx of people opening these borders, letting these...
And welfare and all of it created this nightmare environment. Absolutely. Paul Watson?
No, it's... The thing about it, Alex, is that they're now trying to lay it into this Islamophobia narrative. They had a Muslim teen that was tragically killed in Virginia on Sunday night. The left came out, numerous different outlets, prominent people, blamed it on Donald Trump, of course, and his supporters and his rhetoric. Turned out, Alex, today that it was an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, who they've been trying to deport for years, responsible for murdering this 17-year-old Muslim American teen. They blamed it on Donald Trump with absolutely no evidence. And I've got the tweets of the people, of course. When I pointed this out to them, they immediately deleted the tweets and blocked me. But, you know, flip it over. You've got actual hate crimes. You've got a guy, as you reported earlier, getting beat up by an Armenian gang. The actual hate crime wave is against conservatives, and they try and seize on anything, even if it's completely unrelated, to try and twist that Islamophobia narrative because they want these refugees coming in, you know, 98% of whom are Muslim, even though Christians are the biggest persecuted group in the world.
That's right, Paul. Well, you're doing an amazing job, and thank you for hosting 2 days this week. I know you're a busy guy, but everybody wants you on air more, and I just get excited to be on and talk with you. I love the great work you're doing. We got unlimited calls here. I'll try to jam in one or two more, but this is just getting crazier and crazier. If we don't get serious about this, though, I think civilization is going to collapse, Paul.
Well, I think we're in a cycle now, and a lot of experts have said this, Alex, which is a pre-war cycle. We are at the height of a collapse-style scenario. There's definitely going to be a lot more chaos, a lot more bloodshed, unfortunately, over the next few years, and it could lead to war. That's not some apocalyptic doomsday prediction. That's what many experts are saying, because humanity goes through these cycles of chaos, of riots, of civil unrest, and it always ends to war.
And again, I'm not a eugenicist. I don't want to artificially bring this in and do this. I've been trying to fight this as a humanitarian that wants to treat people like I want to be treated. But all these sniveling, lazy people and all these other folks that think this is funny, when the mass die-off happens, when the veneer of civilization peels off, they're all deader than a hammer, and they're all untrained, unfocused, lazy people who are trying to start fights with the competent producers of the world in some existential envy situation, and it's going to be explosive, Paul.
No, I mean, you watch those Antifa weapons training videos. They're hilarious because they don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, I wouldn't know what I was doing because I'm completely disarmed peasant living in a country where it's illegal to even own pepper spray. You can't even have pepper spray in your house. But in America,
well, Paul, you and your brother were shooting bullseye the first time you shot guns at me like 15 years ago, the first time you visited. We just need... I know you don't like 110 degrees like Texas, but we need to get you here at least 6 months out of the year. Don't evacuate to some other European country. Evacuate to the wild, wild west, my friend.
I might have to eventually, Alex, but like you said, those people who are pushing for violence, they're not very good at it, are they? I mean, it's very fortunate that there wasn't a massacre of Republicans last week, and it's primarily because the guy was such a terrible shooter. Because, again, they're not trained in this.
Didn't he look like Dennis Hastert?
yeah, he looked like a complete fruitcake. But they're still blaming Trump today. You had the guy on 60 Minutes, I forgot his name, he's the guy who interviewed Cernovich, blaming Trump for the attempted massacre of Republican lawmakers.
Yeah, it's his fault that people are killing folks. All right, Paul, so we got a few other callers, but I'm sorry to Travis and Maureen. You guys are awesome. Paul's got to take over, though. Nightly News Tonight, 7. I'll be back tomorrow with David Knight and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Don't you buy the gold on a hillside,
yes, sir. Hi, this is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. I'm going to get back into the news now. Of course, there was an attempted massacre of Republican lawmakers last week in Alexandria. And you would think that that would cause Bernie Sanders, because it was a Bernie Sanders voter who attempted to carry out that massacre, to change his rhetoric, to lower the tone, to be more cautious about what he's encouraging his supporters to do. Well, no. That's not happening. The American Mirror reports Bernie Sanders urges supporters to act in unprecedented way to stop Republicans. Imagine if a Donald Trump voter had got out and shot or tried to massacre a bunch of Democrats. And then Trump had come out a few days later and said, we need to act in unprecedented ways to stop Democrats. There'd be absolute hysteria. Bernie Sanders comes out and says it. Absolutely nothing. Apparently not learning any lessons from a near-fatal attack by one of his supporters on Republican congressmen and staffers, Bernie Sanders is urging Democrats to fight the GOP by any means necessary. During a Facebook Live Q&A with fellow progressive crank Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, on Monday, Sanders told a supporter named Mary that liberals need to take, quote, unprecedented action to stop Republicans. He said, we got to stand up and fight back. We've got to be involved in the political process in a way that we have never been before, because what is happening now in Washington is unprecedented. So again, you get crazy people who are on the fringes of society. They hear him saying that. They're prone to violence. What do you think is going to happen? It's not going to end well, is it? And it's the timing of it. Literally less than a week after one of his supporters tries to massacre Republicans, he's talking about fighting, taking down Republicans in unprecedented ways. Again, if Trump said that, there would be hysteria. Bernie Sanders says it. Nothing. Because, again, the left never disavows violent extremism. It encourages it at every turn. That's the difference. Nobody's denying that there aren't right-wing violent extremists. The difference is we don't encourage them. We don't embrace them after these attacks happen. We had that big story up on Infowars.com, which we talked about earlier. Trump was right. New study reveals up to 5.7 million illegals voted in election. That was the 2008 election. Given the level of hysteria aimed at Trump's border policies surrounding the context of that debate, you'd probably imagine that there would have been more illegal voters in 2016. So this organization looked at the data and basically found that the available data that was already out there proves that up to 5.7 million illegals voted in 2008. Around 3.6 million as an upper figure in 2012. And again, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by about 2.8 million. Donald Trump came out on many occasions and said 3 million illegals probably voted. Vote fraud. He got absolutely bashed from pillar to post, and it was the discredited, debunked InfoWars that was the source of that claim. Well, now they've analyzed the actual data that's been available. We underestimated the number, if anything. That's a story that's not going to get any play, and the mainstream media will continue to say that Trump's engaging in fake news and conspiracy theories, and he's actually pointing out the genuine possibility, based on data, that millions of illegal immigrants did vote. More left-wing terrorism. Trump supporter stabbed 9 times in parking lot. You probably heard that story reported earlier. Just a week after Republican politicians were attacked by Bernie-supporting leftists while practicing for the congressional ball game, baseball game, a Trump supporter has been stabbed 9 times in a parking lot after left-wing thugs identified him as a conservative. So we have yet another hate crime targeting a Donald Trump supporter. It will get zero play in the mainstream media. Oh, but a teen American Muslim gets murdered within hours. They are out there blaming Donald Trump and his rhetoric, despite there being no evidence whatsoever that it had anything to do with Donald Trump. In fact, the murder was carried out by an illegal alien from El Salvador who ICE has been trying to deport for years. Oh, and they suddenly lost all interest in the story. I wonder why that is. Murder of Muslim girl blamed on Trump was committed by an illegal immigrant. The murder of an American Muslim teen in Virginia that leftists blamed on Donald Trump was actually committed by an illegal immigrant. As soon as this facet of the story became known, leftists suddenly lost all interest in the case. I wonder why. So you had a group of Muslim teenagers. The victim was called Nabra Hassanan, who had gone to an old Dulles area Muslim society function. They were walking back home when suddenly Darwin Martinez Torres, sounds like a white guy's name, doesn't it? Drove up a curb towards a group of about 15 teens who were walking in Fairfax County. So he starts an argument with one of these teens, then starts chasing the group with a baseball bat, eventually catches up with this 17-year-old American Muslim girl, whacks her around the head with the bat, kills her, takes her body to another location. She died from blunt force trauma to the upper body. Now, that came out Sunday. Within days, in fact, it was the next day, it was Monday, before we even knew the identity of the perpetrator, the president and co-founder of the New Agenda, Amy Siskin, tweeted this. quote, it appears at Donald Trump, at real Donald Trump, is also going to turn a blind eye to a white man kidnapping and murdering a 17-year-old Muslim woman in our country. She continued, Trump's hatred and bigotry are ripping the fabric of our country apart. So she not only blamed Trump, she collectively demonized white people, because that's perfectly acceptable to do that. You do that to any other race or ethnicity or religion, you're a bigot, you're a racist, but you can do it to white people, that's fine. Before they even knew the identity of the perpetrator. Turns out that it's an illegal alien from El Salvador. As soon as that came out, they suddenly lost interest in the story. Isn't that a shock? The Independent newspaper, which of course is a left-wing newspaper in the United Kingdom, criticized Trump for failing to address, quote, the murder of a Muslim teenager in Virginia. The Atlantic, another left-wing publication, came out and said, Muslims feel under siege. That was the title of the article in which writer Emma Green tied Hassanen's murder into a larger, sinister narrative alleging a wave of Islamophobia sweeping the West. Well, one, this wasn't Islamophobia. It was an insane, crazy guy who just wanted to attack a bunch of people by the looks of it. Number two, it had nothing to do with Donald Trump. The guy wasn't white. He was an illegal alien. When this was pointed out to these three individuals who I just mentioned, Siskind, the Independent writer, and the Atlantic writer, who I confronted on Twitter about this morning, they had absolutely nothing to say. In fact, Amy Siskind, within minutes of me pointing out that this was an illegal alien, I basically said, hey, are you going to do another tweet about this? Are you going to update your story about this? Within minutes, she deleted the tweet and she blocked me. Again, no retraction for blaming it, collectively demonizing white people, demonizing Trump, no retraction whatsoever, because that's just how they roll. And it looks like this illegal immigrant who committed the murder was brought in under Obama's unaccompanied alien children program. But again, they tried to spin it into a narrative about Islamophobia, which simply doesn't exist. Are there sporadic attacks on Muslims? Yes, nobody's denying that. There isn't a nationwide epidemic of it, like there is attacks on Trump supporters, which we see almost every day. Another one we reported on today. Now, talking about leftist media hypocrisy, flashback. HuffPo said arrogant Otto Warmbier deserved to be in prison because he's white. So you've probably seen the story by now, the unfortunate death of this young guy who was imprisoned in North Korea, absolutely brutalized. He managed to escape eventually. He managed to get back to the U.S., but of course died yesterday. The Huffington Post, when they originally wrote about this story, basically said, and it wasn't just the Huffington Post, it was Salon.com, it was Larry Wilmore, they all viciously attacked Otto Warmbier because he was white, making jokes about it, said he basically deserved to be in a North Korean gulag because he tried to steal, what was it, a flag from a hotel room. Do you have any idea the absolute terror that takes place in these North Korean gulags? They literally have pregnant women who give birth and the guards stamp the baby to death. This is Siberian-style tyranny. Absolute unremitting terror that this poor young guy had to go through. They were making jokes about it and saying, oh, it's perfectly fine because he's white. But he deserved it. And now he's dead. Well, how do you feel about that, Huffington Post? They actually started removing segments out of this article where they made fun of this poor guy. Because you can't change the past. Larry Wilmore, the comedian, relentlessly ripped into him. Again, because he was white, Salon.com and others. But again, how about just not being racist in the first place, Huffington Post? Then you won't have to go back and memory hole all these inconvenient passages from your articles. How about that? Absolutely incredible. Going back to what happened in London yesterday, of course, there's been an absolutely monumental freakout about that, a tidal wave of hysteria, because there was a terror attack by a right-wing crazy guy. Most of them were quite pleased about that because it really fit into their narrative. Now they're saying that it's Tommy Robinson's fault, that it's my fault, that we're hate preachers. You remember that meme that was put out to counter leftists, which basically says, everyone who disagrees with me is Hitler, because that's basically the only argument they have at this point. That's been out for several months. I think that should be changed to everyone who disagrees with me is a hate preacher. Because, yes, the same people who said absolutely nothing about actual hate preachers in the United Kingdom, who radicalized actual known terrorists in this country, terrorists who tried to carry out terrorist attacks, they said nothing about that. But as soon as this incident happened yesterday, it was Tommy Robinson who had to be arrested because he called, for example, for the Didsbury Mosque to be investigated, the mosque attended by the Manchester bomber, which passed out leaflets to hundreds of people that said basically, the West is corrupt, the West is dead, don't integrate, reject the West. No, no, we can't have an investigation into that. We have to have an investigation into Tommy Robinson and his YouTube videos. Newsweek is also more worried about my YouTube videos than actual Islamic terror attacks. Their headline is Finsbury Park Attack, How Islamophobia Spreads from the Far Right to the Media. And they talk about, shockingly, the 10th most viewed video in the UK on the day of the Westminster terrorist attack was by Tommy Robinson. So they find the fact that Tommy Robinson put out a video on the day of the Westminster terrorist attack shocking. Forget about the actual attack, you know, mowing down people in cold blood, tearing them apart limb from limb, stabbing police officers. No, that's not shocking. What's shocking is Tommy Robinson made a video about it. Oh my God, what are we going to do? The article continues. Again, talking about the Westminster terrorist attack, which happened a few months ago. Similarly worrying is that in the aftermath of the attack, this is what's worrying, okay? The most mentioned Twitter account in Britain was Sir Paul Joseph Watson, editor-at-large for the far-right American conspiracy and fake news site InfoWars. Okay, Newsweek calling us fake news, that's pretty rich, isn't it, given that they were vehemently behind the biggest fake news story of all time, which led to the deaths of a million people, but okay, we'll drop that for now. He launched his YouTube channel in July 2011 and now has over 950,000 subscribers. Yeah, you better believe it. Just sense that butthurt right there. Because you don't translate on YouTube, do you, Newsweek? You don't resonate with anyone on YouTube because you're lazy. Your hacks have no talent whatsoever. They don't know how to reach younger audiences because they're crap. And you're jealous about it, which is why you're going to implicate me in terror attacks. Shameful. But again, listen to what they're saying. I've got over 950,000 subscribers. My channel has been viewed over 206 million views on the videos, with individual videos regularly being viewed over 500,000 times and some over several million times. That's what they call worrying. In the context of Islamic terror attacks, where little girls are having their arms and legs blown off, where people are having to jump into the River Thames because some jihadist is barreling towards them in a massive van at 80 miles an hour. No, that's not worrying, no. That's not worrying. Actual suicide bombers at Ariana Grande pop concert, no. That's not worrying. What's worrying is that I've got nearly a million YouTube subscribers. That's what we should be concerned about. People have viewed my videos 206 million times. That's of concern. The most mentioned Twitter account of the day of the Westminster attack was mine. That's what we should be worried about. Not the fact that these attacks are happening in Europe basically almost every day now. No, I've got nearly a million subscribers. That's the main concern. And that's why Newsweek and the mainstream media is a joke. That's why you don't have a million subscribers on YouTube. That's why nobody reads you. That's why you're going out of business. Because that is plainly ludicrous to equate those two things, Newsweek. Unbelievable. AP reports German police hold day of action against hate postings online, 36 targeted. Basically, they're raiding people's homes because they said mean things on the internet about migrants. It's happening yet again. Last remaining police station in migrant-dominated Swedish suburbs forced to close. That's an RT report. So the Post Nord came out and said it was basically unsafe to deliver mail there. In other areas, migrant areas of Sweden, they're building bulletproof police stations. But it's all peaceful. Donald Trump's wrong for talking about last night in Sweden, even though there's literally attacks every day. crime, stabbing, shootings, cars being set on fire. Oh, and this is a good one. The BBC described huge tree trunks being left in the road that killed a van driver in Calais. Of course, these migrants get out onto the highway. They get huge tree trunks. They leave them in the road to try and stop these vans, these lorries, so they can hijack them to illegally sneak into the United Kingdom. They put a huge tree trunk, several tree trunks on the road. A van driver drove into them. Another van crashed into the back of him. One of the van drivers died. And how did the BBC report it? That the migrants had just put in a, quote, makeshift barrier. A makeshift barrier. Again, notice how they try to soften it every single time. It was like three giant tree trunks. Let's just call it a makeshift barrier. And then maybe, you know, people will have more sympathy for the migrants. Absolutely incredible. But a van driver has died in an accident at Calais. Wasn't really an accident, was it? It was attempted murder. After migrants dragged tree trunks onto the A16 motorway in a bid to slow traffic and break into vehicles bound for Britain. The only surprise about that story is it's the first time it's happened. They supposedly demolished the Calais migrant camp. It's back in operation, just in splintered different areas around the town of Calais. Of course, you have leftists working for NGOs who set up food stalls, hand out food for these migrants, encouraging them to come there from other parts of France. Criminal behavior, helping criminals, helping smuggle them into the United Kingdom. These leftists need to be arrested. We'll be back for the final segment. Alex Jones Live, Infowars.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Breaking news out of Belgium, where we had a massive terrorist attack there at the airport and the subway back in March of last year. Explosion at Brussels Central Station as military shoot a suspect wearing an explosive belt. There's been an explosion at Brussels Central Station. The military have shot the individual. One suspect has been shot. There are no other casualties. He was allegedly carrying a backpack and a belt of explosives and was seriously injured after he was neutralized. So, again, I just said before the break, while I was talking about it, there was another attempted Islamic terror attack, but no. We shouldn't be concerned about it. Our biggest concern should be the amount of YouTube subscribers I've got, according to Newsweek, and Tommy Robinson's rants. That's literally what the left's been saying for the past 2 days. Meanwhile, you have Islamic terror attack after Islamic terror attack. 147 now. I've probably missed a bunch. In the past 25 days since the start of Ramadan. But Donald Trump's bad because he didn't disavow. He didn't condemn the attack yesterday. Oh, you want Trump to condemn every single terror attack? He would be doing it all day, every day. And they're all Islamic. So to try to equate that with the sporadic threat of right-wing extremism is completely dishonest. Even in the time I was talking about it, there was another attempted massacre in Europe, undoubtedly by an Islamic terrorist. That news is breaking. Before we get back into the news now, I need to tell you about the July Summer Mega Specials, the 4th of July special, now live at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time, plus free shipping. I've talked about the unprecedented attacks against us. Alex has talked about it ad infinitum. From Facebook censorship to attacks on our funding sources, InfoWars is under an unprecedented globalist siege on all fronts. But it's thanks to your support that we're able to keep the lights on and continue the fight for liberty. And that can't be emphasized strongly enough. All these other outlets, all these other individuals have been taken down by mob outrage campaigns targeting their advertisers, targeting them individually, their networks. They can't do that to us, at least not to the same extent, because our support base, our foundation is you. It has been for the past, 15 years plus. That's why we're somewhat immune to these leftist scoundrels, to these jackals that try to take us down via dirty tricks. So help support InfoWars and our mission to preserve free speech with our limited 4th July Summer Mega Special. You get Brain Force Plus at 30% off, Super Male Vitality 30% off, Survival Shield X2, the Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack 40% off, while supplies last, the Select Storable Food 30 to 40% off, and it's all free shipping. That is the 4th of July Summer Special at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us. We need it now more than ever. That's it. A final few news stories here. Infidels should have their throats cut. Italy arrested an Iraqi refugee who supported ISIS and basically said that anyone who doesn't convert to Islam needs to have their throat cut. They're inviting in hundreds of thousands of individuals into Italy a year. They're basically picking them up as a taxi service from Libya, 8 miles, 12 miles off the coast of Libya. These people are coming in with ISIS beheading videos, ISIS flags on their phones. Again, the majority of them won't support ISIS, but it only takes a tiny percentage. We've seen through the polls that percentage of ISIS supporters from these countries in some cases is as high as 20%. They're arresting them on a regular basis. Who are they not arresting? Who's slipping through that could cause massive damage? New York Times columnist calls it striking how little evidence there is for Trump-Russia collusion. They're having to admit that finally. Again, a bunch of other stories available at InfoWars.com. We've run out of time though. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is more critical than ever to really have our back. That's going to wrap up the show. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.